it's me.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
The Lord has to say, letting him move in your life. I want you to be encouraged today. Be encouraged. Encouraged to walk with the Lord. Encouraged to be everything he's called you to be. Encouraged not to turn back. Because it can be a challenge doing the right thing in a world that's going the wrong way. But you can do it. Scripture says you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. But you have to yield yourself to Christ. And as you yield yourself to him, he gives you the strength. That's why the scripture said it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by his spirit. And see, his spirit gives us might and power. Not soul might, not soul power. That was cute, soul power. A lot of them got shot. But spirit power, you get resurrected. Because that's the part of us that he really wants to develop. So, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 10 through 13, Scripture says, we'll look at verse 9. Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, their place of teaching. And a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." And he said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. I want to minister this morning for about 20, 25 minutes on the subject, stretch, stretch, stretch. Would you take your right hand and just stretch it? Just stretch it. Come on, I didn't say lift it, I didn't say raise it, I said stretch it. Stretch it. The word stretch, transliterated from the Greek into English, is the word ektino, ektino, which means to stretch out, to cast forth as of an anchor, to lay hands on. The Greek word ek, we know, means out, and tino means stretch. So to extend out. When we look at this man with the withered hand, how many of you know in the natural, he could not stretch forth his hand. Whatever sickness or disease caused him to be incapable of stretching forth his hand. But because Jesus commanded it, the man caught hold, and faith entered him, and when Jesus said stretch, it came forth. I want you to know that many of us can stretch further than we actually think we can. We can limit ourselves and say, I can't do that. And some of us would even be so bold as to say, I won't do that. But just because you think you can, and just because you're not willing to, does not mean Jesus is not saying. Because he's calling us to stretch. In Luke chapter 10, verse 29 through 37, we find an illustration of a man who stretched. And Brother Marcus, he stretched in three areas. He stretched in his giving. Deshaya, he stretched in his love. Brother Puckett, he stretched in his commitment. Everybody say love, giving, and commitment. Love, giving, commitment. There's so many things we can stretch in. But this man, we're going to find in Luke 10, he stretched in these three areas in a way different to other people in the illustration. Now we know a parable is a story, if you will, with a central theme, or a story with a point of wisdom, something we can glean from for our lives. So Jesus tells the story, y'all know it, of the Good Samaritan. And he says in Luke chapter 10, verse 29 through 37, reading from the King James Version. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? State Farm had a good slogan where they said, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. How many of us would allow State Farm to outdo us to where we don't stretch for our neighbor? Some of us could be looking for our neighbors to stretch for us, but we're not willing to stretch for our neighbor. But I want to tell you this morning that if you are willing to stretch, God will make up the difference. If you're willing to stretch, God will give you more than what you released in love, in finances, and even in commitment. But you have to be willing to trust God to stretch. Because many times we don't stretch because we don't have enough relationship with God to really trust him in those difficult areas. Because everybody has areas that come easy to them. But then what about those areas that are difficult that will cause me to? So we find here, he says, this certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? This is a key question. How readest thou? In other words, how do you read it? What do you see? Turn me down just a little bit, Brother Jackson. How many of you know we can all be sitting in the same church, reading the same Bible, hearing the same preaching, but hear a different message? Jesus says, how do you read it? What do you see? So then the lawyer, or the expert in the law, he responds, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. Boy, that's a good answer. And thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live or inherit eternal life. Because, see, in those two passages, you really cover everything in life. If you can love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself, you're going to keep the commandments, you're going to receive Jesus, you're going to love people, you're going to operate in wisdom, you're going to do it all. Because you said, I've committed to loving God with all of me, and I've committed to loving my neighbor as myself. Because many times we'll catch one and miss the other. I love God, but then what about our brothers and sisters who, in a sense, represent God? Jesus said it like this. When you've done this, this is Matthew 25, to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So then this lawyer, he answered well. But he willing to justify himself, he said, all right, well, I've answered this question well. I love the Lord with everything. Amen. I love my neighbor, but I can see him thinking to himself, but hold on here now, because how many know the word will search you? If we let it, before the amen comes forth, it'll search us and say, what about this and what about that and what about that? How many know it's good for the word to search us? That means God loves us and he wants to take us to a closer place with him. How many of you know that sin separates us from God? So God's goal is that we would confess sin and repent of sin. Confess sin says, God, I'm not going to lie about what's going on. This is what's happening. I confess it to you. Repenting of sin means that I'm sorry about my sin and I'm going to turn from it so I can be closer to you. So you can't deny sin. That's foolish. And you don't want to stay in sin. That's detrimental. We want to get to the place to where we confess sin and repent of sin so we can get closer to him. He was willing to justify himself in verse 29 and said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, here we go. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now I have to deal with that because I begin to look at that and I say, now, how is he going down from Jerusalem to Jericho? Jericho is to the northeast of Jerusalem, about 15 miles. So how is he going down to Jericho? But then I had to study, and I say, oh, I see how. Jerusalem is 2,500 feet above sea level. Jericho is 800 feet below sea level. So even though he went up in direction, he had to go down in topography. He had to go down a rough mountainous road to get to Jericho. And you understand now, Jericho means the city of palms. It was a beautiful place. Flowers, produce. So here was this man coming from Jerusalem, the place of worship, to Jericho, the place of pleasure. So he's going down to Jericho. But history tells us that this was a rough road he had to travel. So it says he fell among thieves. Anybody been serving God and you happen to have something bad happen to you? How many know we shouldn't get mad at God because we're serving God and something just happens? Sometimes life just happens. Sometimes it's the devil, amen. But we live in a fallen world. So sometimes things just happen. But regardless